This is the Daily Creative. July 28th, Hunting Trails. The adjacent possible is a kind of shadow future hovering on the edges of the present state of things, a map of all the ways in which the present can reinvent itself. Stephen Johnson. Plant yourself in the places where great ideas are likely to occur. We have an outdoor cat named Leo. Several times a day, Leo will stop by my home office window to say hello. Well, that's what I like to think she's doing. In reality, Leo is on the hunt. She loves to explore the bushes in front of our home for small game. In fact, Leo has a defined hunting trail that she follows each day that runs in front of our house, around the side, through our neighbor's landscaping and around their house, past the bushes in the side yard, back to the firewood pile, and then finally into the woods where I assume her trail continues. Leo follows this path because it's been a successful one for her. She routinely finds what she's looking for, if you know what I mean. She doesn't invent a new path every day, hoping that somehow she will discover a chipmunk. As creative pros, we can learn a lot from Leo's habits. We need to establish well-defined hunting trails that help us spark new ideas. This means having sources that we routinely check for insights, habits and rituals that help us review our notes and make new connections, or places we go that introduce new and valuable stimuli. As you consider your life and work patterns, where are your hunting trails? Which of them can you build into your life more consistently so that you can have better ideas more consistently? Be like Leo. Hunt where there is likely to be game. Here's today's question. What sources of inspiration, habits, or places tend to spark new ideas for you? How can you build them into your routine each day?